Polito met with political, economic, and educational leaders during stops in Great Barrington, Pittsfield, and North Adams. They were the latest visits on the Lieutenant Governor's Building Stronger Communities tour, which started in January. The Republican has been making her way across the state, leading the administration's Community Compact Cabinet, created to ensure close municipal ties with areas like Pittsfield.
We talked about a brownfield site here with the former GE plant as being a potential site that can bring further economic development to the downtown. We also discussed opportunities to make sure that young professionals, young people can afford to live in this community and have a good job to be able to earn income for their future.
Using a nearly $10 million state grant, groundbreaking for the Berkshire Innovation Center at the city's former General Electric site is expected in October, according to Mayor Dan Bianchi. Polito says the city's new Taconic High School recently approved for $74 million in state reimbursement for the city's borrowing cap of $121 million can create a vocational pipeline of workers.
The ability for this community to have transitioned from the former GE presence here in Berkshire County to the current day advanced polymers and manufacturing industry and creating a pipeline of workers for those jobs and being available for the life science research and development that's going on in Kendall Square as an area here in the state that can manufacture the products that need to be made is a real asset.
Realizing federal monies will most likely be needed, Bianchi also spoke with Polito about replacing the city's 1938 police station, seen by city leaders as outdated and unsafe.
It's seen its better days, and it just cannot be reconfigured. And even if we were to reconfigure it, it would take probably $20 million to do it, which is about the cost of a new police station.
Bianchi, a Democrat, spoke with Polito about state funding to replace a downtown parking garage, summer youth job programs, and the Pittsfield Community Connection Anti-Gang and Youth Violence Initiative run through the Shannon Grant. Pittsfield just received a $45,000 state grant for those efforts. Bianchi says education and its costs remain top priorities. With about 19,000 students spread across more than 15 county school systems, he says there is potential for more efficiency, an effort that fits in nicely with the Community Compact Initiative.
I think joining some services, sharing curriculums, transportation issues, and I could see down the road consolidations.
During a broader discussion on opiate abuse, Democratic State Representative Paul Mark of Peru says he encouraged Polito to consider releasing money previously set aside for a pre-release treatment center on the Berkshire County House of Corrections campus.
Get that site up and running sooner rather than later. For now, they're working over at the 2nd Street Jail, and obviously we'd rather have a center like that not in the middle of a neighborhood, but on campus with the rest of the House of Corrections activities.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.